HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
What does it mean for tennis players at the elite level if you miss out on 6-8 months, maybe a year, because of something which, frankly, very few people have understood what's happening in the world around them? And then you're suddenly confronted with this. I was reading an article of Simone Biles, the gymnast from the United States, and she's missed out a year on the Olympics. And she said, you know, just coping with that thought, you know, will I still be able, because she was prepared to win mentally a medal in 2020. Now, in that article, it came through, she was not sure whether she would be mentally all there for the 2021, just going, internalizing the whole delay. How do you think athletes at the elite level like you all have been, what does it mean to be moved away from the sport for such a long period?
Well, I think the most difficult part about all of it for any athlete really is the unknowing, right? Because we're always so used to working backwards from goals and objectives and not knowing when you're going to be able to play or what the circumstances are going to be that you're trying to prepare for, both mentally, emotionally, physically, what it's going to look like. You know, that unknowing creates the level of angst. And so you have to, you know, it's a struggle sort of knowing where to give yourself breaks and where to push yourself. That's been a big deal, you know, not knowing when to play. So I call it sort of a great equalizer, if you will, you know, because you take somebody who's the best in the world at something, they know how to get themselves in perfect place to do, you know, obviously what they need to do. Now all of a sudden they don't have this information, it's all new. So you get out there with no audience, and then all of a sudden the person that gets a little bit more nervous in a big environment is kind of dealing more with a calm environment. And so I kind of have seen this be a great equalizer across many sports. And then you have those that are at an interesting time in their career where it's a real disadvantage. Yeah. You know, players that are older, you look at a Federer or maybe even a Serena, and you start to realize that missing this kind of time, it tricks your body. Your body's getting older quicker because you're much older. And all of a sudden you're asked to just kind of shut down and then restart. Not going to be easy for some more than others. The younger, enthusiastic ones that have that engine that can keep pushing their body and their mind, might just be the right time for them to float to the top.
So let me switch to the other end of the spectrum, Steffi. And, you know, we've talked of the elite athletes, but what about kids, 6-7 year olds, 8 year olds who are trying to grow into a sport, naturally irrepressible? They just want to run around and, you know, roll in the mud and kick around and whatever else. And then suddenly they're locked up, you know, and
yeah,
then... played at a very early age, so did Andre, and you probably know what it took to start so early.
Yeah, I mean, being locked up if you don't have this space or if you're not allowed to go out. I mean, I'm hoping that a lot of kids have found the way outside, you know, back on the streets, you know, kicking around maybe a ball or... You know, I've seen the interest of people walking now. I mean, we have 3 dogs at home, and so I'm always out walking. And now I see suddenly so many more people being out there and seeing a lot more kids out there. It was tough for a little while when all the playgrounds were closed, and you know, but you do see kids suddenly being out on the street and hiking and playing with each other. But, you know, even as we realize with education, with sports, you know, it's been a real challenging time. And parents that usually would be at work, you know, you're having to work from home, juggling the families and you know, a lot of friends that been really having a hard time with you know, being there for the kids, suddenly having to learn school from home, but also having to work. You know, it's just opened up a completely different side. But I think one of the things that we've realized is how important it is to concentrate on your health, especially with the kids. You know, get them moving, get them understanding the right kind of foods. Maybe concentrate on those things in that during this period where it's most important.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.